We're going to have Trevor Maddich stop by the studio to give us a breakdown of what those Redskins are going to look like this season based on last night's performance. 7 o'clock now. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. The police chief of Seat Pleasant, Devin Martin, has been hospitalized after he was thrown from a city police motorcycle in a crash in Seat Pleasant. The accident happened near Martin Luther King Jr. Highway and Glen Willow Drive last night. Prince George's County Police Chief Hank Stawinski spoke to reporters.
At one point, he collided with another vehicle. In that collision, obviously, he came off the motorcycle. Citizens, I want to thank the citizens who stopped to help the chief, immediately began to render aid.
It's believed Chief Martin's injuries are not life-threatening. President Trump is ramping up the rhetoric again, warning North Korea that it needs to get its act together.
The administration emphasizing that diplomacy does remain what they hope is the long-term solution. But short of that, if North Korea were to attack the U.S. in Guam, the president saying much more than just fire and fury.
Correspondent Barbara Starr, meanwhile.
National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster was on the phone during the overnight hours speaking with South Korea's National Security Chief, trying to reassure him of the U.S. commitment to this region. Also, Vice President Pence and the Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull talking about sanctions, saying they still believe those are the best path moving forward.
Correspondent Will Ripley. A lawsuit's been filed against the Montgomery County Public Schools by the family of a girl who says she was molested by her teacher.
The 12-year-old girl says John Vigna, who taught at Cloverly Elementary School in Silver Spring, touched her inappropriately.
On almost a daily basis, when it was movie time, he'd pick up this little girl and he'd put her on his lap and he would molest her.
Last week, Vigna was sentenced to 48 years in prison. Attorney Jeff Herman is representing the girl.
And what we allege in this lawsuit is that this school system here has failed miserably at protecting its students.
Herman says the district reprimanded Vigna twice, but didn't do enough to keep kids like his client safe. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Construction of a new Douglas Bridge in Washington is going to mean lots of local jobs, city officials say. DDOT Director Leif Dormstjo.
51% of the newly hired personnel across a whole range of different positions will be D.C. residents.
Dormstjo says businesses owned by women and minorities will also benefit from construction of the new bridge. That construction starts next year. Well, last year was Earth's warmest on record.
2016 was the hottest year in 137 years of records, the third record-breaking year in a row, according to a report compiled by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Global sea surface temperatures reached a new record high, and Arctic sea ice at the end of its annual growth season was at its lowest level in the nearly 40 years of satellite records. NOAA says nearly 500 scientists from more than 60 countries took part in the project. The annual State of the Climate attributes the records to a strong El Nino and long-term global warming, noting greenhouse gases last year were also at the highest level ever measured. Joe Ramsey, Washington.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,844, the Nasdaq at 62,17. Sports, the Ravens prevail as they beat the Redskins in the preseason opener. Coach Jay Gruden.
Start, not a good start, but got out there, did some pregame warm-up, came out of the tunnel, got six plays, and we just got to get better.
Baseball, the Nats beat Miami, the O's beat the A's. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let me throw something at you.
Rush.
I'm the mayor of Realville. That means I'm a literalist. That also means I am really unique.
Weekdays noon till 3.
Rush.
Another reason why I am where I am here.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer. Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters, great quality, great price.
Don't
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero-Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Try Metro 29 Diner. Open daily from 6 a.m. until midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that's one area where we do have delays, and that's because of a crash in Jessup. Southbound BW Parkway, right near the exit for 175. Still have the left lane blocked. Park police doing the best they can to get that to the shoulder. You're heading south of the exit for BWI Airport. You're going to encounter some of those delays. Northbound, though, no problems getting by. Your lanes are open, no delay, and you can get to the airport just fine. On 95 southbound, as you head through Jessup and Laurel, wide open, no delays, not even to merge to the Beltway. Outer loop slows around toward George Avenue. We had the stalled car taken care of. 270, light volume out of Frederick down through to the Beltway. Virginia, boy, we're riding along smooth here. Annandale, Tyson, 66, 95, and 395. Great Friday morning commute. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
That's not a terrible forecast here as we go on through today. This morning should be in decent shape. This afternoon, a threat for thunderstorms with the sky becoming mostly cloudy. 83, scattered storms tonight, 73. On Saturday, cloudy in the morning, late day thunderstorms, 84. Sunday, the better day of the weekend. Cloud, sunshine, highs in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Alexandria, 66 in Bethesda, 73 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. President Trump responds to North Korea's threat to hit Guam with more tough talk. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 7:07 on this Friday morning on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up 7:35 this morning, we'll be joined by Trevor Maddich in studio to talk about the Washington Redskins, the performance they put up last night against the Baltimore Ravens in their first preseason game. What'd you think of it? What did Trevor think of it? What does that bode for the season? And we've got General Jack Keane joining us at 8:05 this morning to discuss North Korea and the president's response this week to threats from that regime. Vince Colony sitting alongside Mary Walter.
And joining us right now is Ed Henry from the Fox News Channel. Ed, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you this morning on this Friday?
Thanks for having me again.
So glad to have you join us. I wanted to start off discussing something we were just talking about, and that is the feud between Mitch McConnell and President Trump. And Mitch McConnell, by saying that, you know, President Trump just doesn't understand the machinations of Washington, how long it takes to get something done. And the president, of course, firing back at him, saying 7 years is more than enough. Yesterday, Lou Dobbs on our show said that Mitch McConnell is committing political suicide by taking this tact. Do you agree with him?
Well, I agree that Mitch McConnell's in a precarious position. I mean, when you have the president, what was new after Lou's interview with you is that yesterday when the president took some questions in Bedminster, New Jersey, at his golf club, among the things she answered was a question about Mitch McConnell's future and whether he should step down. And the president said, well, let's see if he finishes health care and taxes and infrastructure and then come back and ask me the question. I mean, that means the door is wide open for Mitch McConnell to leave if he doesn't start getting this stuff done. So I think the president has a point with a big caveat. Here's the point. The point is Republican leaders in general, not just to pick on Mitch McConnell, have been talking and talking and talking about repealing and replace Obamacare. And if only we had, you know, the whole universe of the House, Senate, and White House, we'd pass all these great tax cuts. They're not doing very much of that at all. Their blame goes all around. The president probably should be, you know, doing less tweeting and more lobbying, you know, the actual lawmakers, and Mitch McConnell's been asking him for that. So there's plenty of blame to go around, but Mitch McConnell and other Republican leaders are really on the hot seat and should be right now. The caveat I'd mention quickly is this is a president, though, who he's stuck with the leaders he's got right now. I mean, unless he wants to push a coup right now, which is going to, you know, only make things more difficult for Republicans in the short term, he's got to deal with McConnell in the short term, number one, and figure out a way to make this relationship work. And number two, as the special counsel Robert Mueller investigation heats up, with Manafort and the raid on his home in Virginia recently and all of that, the president needs all the allies he can get, particularly among Republican leaders right now. And I don't think antagonizing them when you need them in your camp is the best strategy in the short term.
Ed, I want to ask you if there's anything that stood out to you yesterday. For the first time in a while, we've heard from the president directly, speaking to reporters for at least half an hour or so in two separate speaking occasions, and he hit things like literally everything. He hit North Korea, he hit Manafort, he hit Robert Mueller. What was a standout moment for you yesterday?
Well, I think in general, you know, all the whining you hear about, oh, this president's not accessible and this and that from the mainstream media. I mean, the fact of the matter is, as you say, he touched every subject and he told you exactly what he thinks. And there were some things that were not very popular. I mean, I think the statement he made about Russia, for example, and Vladimir Putin expelling our diplomats, which was a kind of a nasty move, and maybe we should either retaliate or hit him, you know, verbally and maybe literally by throwing out some Russian diplomats. Instead, the president said, well, he helped us cut our payroll at the State Department. And you know, I think, you know, maybe he was saying it half a jest, maybe not. But those are the kind of statements that he ends up, you know, his critics are going to jump on. But frankly, he doesn't care.
Yeah, he seems like he's in good spirits. I was struck by how he responded to the legal questions yesterday. We've heard regularly, like all this theorizing about what Donald Trump would do, if he's going to fire Robert Mueller, what's going on. But on both questions about Paul Manafort and on Robert Mueller, he seemed to take very reasoned, disciplined approaches to answering those questions.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, actually. I saw some commentary that, because I was going to highlight that, because you're right, that did stand out to me, what he was saying about Manafort. I heard some commentary that he was throwing Manafort under the bus by saying, well, he was barely around my campaign. No, he said that before. I don't think he was throwing him under the bus. I mean, Manafort was there briefly, had a senior role as chairman. But you're right. I thought he was expressing sympathy for Manafort, maybe, you know, to kind of keep him in the fold and say, hey, look, I'm not throwing you under the bus here by saying, look, why was there a pre-dawn raid at his home? Because I live there, it's rough stuff.
Ed, hey, your phone connection is coming a little wonky.
There you are.
There you go.
You know, there's been some commentary on the right in recent days too that, you know, why was there a pre-dawn raid at Manafort's house?
Yes.
When there was never a raid on the Clinton side with all that happened with the server and the emails that were deleted.
Yeah. One of the things that President Trump also addressed was North Korea, and he doubled down on North Korea. He's gotten a lot of criticism about the choice of words, fire and fury, such as the world has never seen. And he doubled down and said, you know what, maybe they weren't harsh enough.
Yeah, I'm not sure he should make the rhetoric more harsh. You know, again, that's him sort of playing the media a bit. But look, his initial comments, a lot of people, you know, thought, oh, he went too far, and, you know, presidents are supposed to be more diplomatic. Frankly, we've had diplomatic language from Democratic and Republican presidents for the better part of a decade when it comes to North Korea. And where are we now? We're at a point where our intelligence apparatus, they're saying that in the next 6 months to a year, they're going to have the capability, maybe even sooner, to have these miniature nuclear weapons attached to missiles that could not just reach Los Angeles from the west, as we've long assumed, but can now even reach Chicago or New York or anywhere in between. This is rough stuff, and maybe some tough rhetoric needs to be thrown out there. But I think the president's critics are right about at least one thing, which is you can't just throw the talk out there. He's going to have a plan to follow all this up. And as we've heard from the president before on ISIS and other national security matters, he doesn't like to telegraph what he's going to do. He threw out some rhetoric. He's going to have to back it up.
Yeah, he's keeping a pretty diverse portfolio of options here with North Korea. He even suggested yesterday that negotiations could work, despite the fact they haven't worked for many years, and this is where we are now. I want to ask you about something that Fox, I see, has been covering pretty closely, and it's these Cuban diplomats, American diplomats in Cuba, somehow being hit by, like, some sort of sonic waves or something. It's not entirely clear, but the effects are that they're having concussive symptoms.
Yeah, and they've had hearing loss, and some of these American diplomats had to leave Havana. And then last night we broke on Fox that a Canadian official was telling us that, you know, there at least one of their diplomats in Havana had similar issues. And so what's happening here? Is the Cuban government doing something to these Western diplomats at a time when they're claiming it's a new day in relations? And I think this goes back to what I was saying a moment ago with North Korea. Previous administrations, you know, saying, oh, you know, let's not have tough talk with North Korea. Let's walk softly here. Well, what about Cuba? I mean, we heard so much from the Obama administration about how it was a new day and it was fine to go to that baseball game with the dictator Raul Castro, and President Obama was there, I think, in March of 2016, talking about how this was a new day and things were going to be great moving forward. And this is a big legacy item. And here we are, you know, a year or so later with an investigation uncovering that something's going on with their diplomats on the ground in Havana. So, you know, President Trump got hit pretty hard a couple months back when he said he was going to reverse some of the Obama directives on Cuba because he said he didn't fully trust the Cuban government. I think maybe this investigation will open people's eyes to the fact that we can't fully trust the Cuban government.
Yeah, if this is normalized relationships, it's yeah. a pretty abnormal incident. Ed Henry, thanks for stopping by Mornings on the Mall this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, Fox News Chief National Correspondent Ed Henry is also the New York Times best-selling author of 42 Faith and a great friend of the program. Thanks for stopping by. It's 7:15 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, this is doable. This Friday morning commute, not bad at all. In fact, 270, I've been watching you closely out of Frederick here and down through to Gaithersburg, Rockville, and the Beltway, pretty much up at speed. Same story for the Beltway, albeit the top side between New Hampshire Avenue to get you past Colesville Road. We did have a broken down car. Now, one spot we do have the delays in the Jessup due to the crash on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. It's going to be southbound, right as you come up to the exit for 175. Northbound lanes are open. George Washington Parkway, your lanes are open. Oh, boy. Nope. I'm just hearing from Park Police. They say they have a report of a crash that just happened. This is going to be on the George Washington Parkway southbound right before you get to the 14th Street Bridge. So if you're coming around from Memorial Circle, keep alert. Do have fire and rescue units responding there. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly to mostly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms, high of 83 degrees. Tonight, variable clouds with scattered thunderstorms, low of 73. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy in the morning with scattered thunderstorms developing later in the day and a high of 84. And then on Sunday, times of sun and clouds, highs in the mid-80s and lows in the upper 60s. Presently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 717 on WMAL.
He reveals what some people on Wall Street don't want you to know. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
All right, so bring you some entertainment news. Actually, a mix of entertainment and politics here because it involves abortion and a Hollywood actor seeming to make a pretty pro-life argument here. So James Franco, kind of always an eclectic guy, you know, he's done some interesting movies and weird stuff over the years, kind of has that pothead thing going on. But he hosts, like, apparently a philosophy YouTube channel or something where he sits down with a friend of his and they interview people and then they have, like, philosophical discussions. Well, the discussion they were having this week was with a professor from Princeton by the name of Elizabeth Harmon, who was arguing why early term abortions are fine because there is no moral future for that child. There's some kind of bizarre argument. Listen to this.
So a lot of people think, well, it's permissible to have an abortion, but something bad happens when the fetus dies. And I think if a fetus hasn't ever been conscious, it hasn't ever had any experiences, and we aborted at that stage, that actually nothing morally bad happens.
So her argument is that, well, it doesn't have a future, so therefore there's no moral crisis. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You abort the kid, there's no moral crisis because there is no future, so therefore what? So James Franco, looking kind of interested but also a little puzzled, responds.
So what you're saying is if the fetus is never destined to become a person, it doesn't have moral status. If a woman decides to have an abortion with an early fetus, just that act or that intention negates the moral status of that early fetus? Just because if she goes out and has an abortion, she's pretty certain that it's not going to become a person.
Right.
Right. Spoiler alert, she's not good at explaining this at all. So it's kind of heartwarming. I'm not sure he's even a pro-life guy, but he definitely made the case that her argument's insane. It's not, there's nothing consistent about that argument. I mean, pick a lane, lady.
Well, it wasn't hard to prove that that argument's insane. So, low-hanging fruit. But I give him credit. James Franco is actually a really smart guy. A lot of people don't know that, but he's actually a very, very smart guy. He loves learning, and so you could see where he would pick apart an argument like that and go, wait a minute, I may not agree with you here, but that's just dumb.
Yeah,
and so I give him a lot of credit.
And it's amazing to see a Hollywood actor even talk about abortion, even raise the moral question. I was stunned by that. Even if at the end they were all coming out and saying that it's totally fine, there's no moral question here, the fact that they had the discussion, as my friend Jim Treacher said, he just stomped right on the third rail. He was like, let's go for it. The name of the YouTube series is called Philosophy Time, by the way, if you want to look it up, see what Franco's doing these days. That's one of the things he's doing. And applause to James Franco for making the case there. Let's move over to Taylor Swift as that trial swiftly moves along, because Taylor is fighting this radio DJ in court. They've both sued each other over the fact that in 2013 he got a little grabby, she says, during a photo shoot. She testified openly yesterday, and she said it was a definite grab. He's just said it was an awkward photo. It was no grabbing. I didn't do anything. Maybe I touched her arm or something. He says, quote, my hand came into contact with part of her body. I felt what appeared to be a rib cage or a rib, and it went behind her, and her hand or arm went behind my arm. Swift later countered, he did not touch my rib. He did not touch my hand. He grabbed my bare... you know the word. Anyway, so meanwhile, Taylor Swift's mother jumping up to say, he sexually assaulted her. Right there, that guy. I heard it from my daughter's mouth. I know that it happened. So this is not going well for that guy, David Mueller, who says that his career was ruined by the fact that Taylor Swift came out and reported him, getting him fired from his radio job in Denver. And now, you know, this trial moves on, but Taylor Swift has to take time out of her busy entertaining schedule to fight back at a guy who got a little too grabby, apparently.
This is sad because it's definitely a he said, she said. There's no other proof. There really is no proof other than that photo, which doesn't show what's going on behind her. So I feel badly for both of them, if that's possible, because somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose, and whoever loses is not going to feel as if they got a fair trial.
It's not going to take that much money for me to bet Taylor Swift wins this case. She clearly will. But we'll see. 722 now on WML.
Frank Prindle will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 for a guarantee you can trust. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Hey, guess what? It's back to school time. Yeah. So if you have someone on their way back to school, you have to let Mattress Warehouse help them get back to school ready. Take advantage of all of Mattress Warehouse's dorm essential savings. You get a bed gear pillow and a protector for just $49.99, or a Comfort Essentials memory foam mattress, twin or extra large, both the same low price, $139.99. And perfect for college or even small apartments, grab their all-in-one special. It features an 8-inch memory foam mattress and a platform bed, starting at a very affordable $479. Now, if you, mom, dad, you're not getting the best overall sleep experience, let the professional sales staff at Mattress Warehouse help you find a mattress that's comfortable, supportive, and affordable. Mattress Warehouse, Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer. Visit sleephappens.com for a Mattress Warehouse store near you. Mattress Warehouse, using science, not pressure, to help you find the perfect bed.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. GEICO's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. GEICO understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
It's the big screen store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The big screen store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the big screen store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The big screen store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And we're looking okay on the George Washington Parkway. A little bit of volume southbound as you would head toward the 14th Street Bridge, but it looks like travel lanes reopen. Baltimore Washington Parkway, not so good. Through Jessup, we are jammed. In fact, delays continue to grow, almost back to the exit for BWI, coming southbound to the exit for 175 again in Jessup for the crash. Northbound side of the Baltimore Washington Parkway, your lanes are open and you're buzzing along just fine. No troubles to report on Maryland's 95 to 70. Virginia 95, 395 looks good. A little bit lighter than normal for all. And there's you cross the 14th Street Bridge. Update is sponsored by TheraWorks Relief to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet. Use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Friday morning. Warm and humidity ticked up a bit with a chance of thunderstorms as we get into the afternoon and this evening. 83 degrees. Chance of thunderstorms again tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 7:26 on WMAL.
Remember we talked about a young man named Andrew Spiels. He's a James Madison University college student. And he was accused of committing voter fraud in the Commonwealth of Virginia. He was charged. He was working for the Democrats. And he was charged with registering as many voters as possible. Well, we know that what he did was he gets those walking sheets provided to him by the Democratic Party. And in order to get as many people registered as he could, he just started making stuff up. He fabricated birth dates based on the ages listed in the walking sheets he got. He fabricated social security numbers, and someone in the registrar's office noticed that, hey, I know this guy who is just registered to vote, and he's dead. I'm pretty sure he's dead. And they looked into it and found more instances of falsified forms. And so young Andrew Spiels was given a 100-day prison sentence for falsifying 18 Virginia voter registration forms last August. A judge waived any of the fees associated with the charges because you can't pay him. He will not have to serve any time after probation following his 100 days in the lockup. He could have gotten a year in prison and up to a $10,000 fine, but he entered a plea agreement and it limited his sentence. So he's going to get 100 days. So see, kids, crime does not pay.
Nope, not at all. You're looking for some voter fraud? It's right there in the Virginia Democratic Party.
No, there is no such thing as voter fraud.
Serving his time. 7:28 now on WMAL.
The so-called experts will tell you to get out of the market 1 minute and then get back in the next. That's not financial advice. That's the hokey pokey. How about a more thoughtful strategy with a long-term approach? Hi, this is Greg Smith, co-host of the Wise Investor Show on WMAL. We sit on your side of the table while helping you map out your financial future. For financial advice that's focused on you, call the Wise Investor Group today.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed Wise Investor. The Wise Investor Group is affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
All right, here's what's coming up on WMAL. Chelsea Manning. Remember that guy? Appearing in Vogue magazine, dressed in a swimsuit, hair slicked back, looking all hot. Yeah, that's causing quite a stir as people are like, what's the traitor doing in a swimsuit? Meanwhile, Trevor Manish is going to join us when we get back from the news to talk about the Redskins. At that preseason game last night, what happened there? What happened with those Redskins? And will it bode for what's coming in the future as the Redskins take on the season? It's 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Fortinet. Seat Pleasant Police Chief Devin Martin is in the hospital this morning. He was involved in a crash last night in which he was thrown from his city police motorcycle. It happened near the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Highway and Glen Willow Drive around 8:20 last night. It's believed that Chief Martin's injuries are not life-threatening. Montgomery County Police are looking for clues after a man's body was found in a park in Bethesda. Residents called police after spotting that body along Booze Creek near Heather Hill Court. President Trump says the U.S. will not back down on North Korea. This after Pyongyang publicly detailed a plan to launch missiles toward Guam, perhaps by next week.
Guam Governor Eddie Calvo says there's no sense of panic in Guam now, and he hopes it stays that way.
A war in the Korean Peninsula, a war in East Asia and the Western Pacific would be a tragedy.
North Korea is threatening to launch 4 missiles at the U.S. territory. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
At the Pentagon, meanwhile, preparations are underway for war games in South Korea.
This exercise is coming up. In the coming days, we will see some additional U.S. forces arrive on the Korean Peninsula, regularly scheduled. They're doing an exercise. Everybody knows they're coming, but it's a visual picture that may upset North Korea.
Correspondent Barbara Starr. The Trump Organization had projected that the Trump International Hotel in Washington would lose $2 million in the first few months of this year. But instead, the Washington Post reports Mr. Trump's company has actually turned a nearly $2 million profit so far this year. The hotel charges more for its rooms than most or all of the city's other hotels. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,844, the Nasdaq at 62,17. Sports Redskins coach Jay Gruden says there's already one area of concern after last night's preseason loss to the Ravens.
We had 4 fumbles, a couple drop balls, and that's not good. I think one was a punt return also. So, we got to really concentrate on ball security.
Baseball, the Nats beat Miami. The O's beat Oakland. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's simple physics. Heavier objects exert more friction, lose energy, and slow down. So in the world of cybersecurity, when agencies try to protect their entire platform by piling on multiple single-point disconnected products, the weight drags it down. That means less power and performance. So how do you secure a network without slowing it down? With Fortinet, the one powerful, intelligent single point that achieves end-to-end protection. Fortinet, the lean, mean cybersecurity machine. Learn more about this American success story at FortinetFederal.com.
America's tax code is hurting you. It's outdated, it's complicated, and it's unfair. Every year, thousands of American jobs are shipped to places like China. Billions of dollars that could have built new factories and created jobs in America are siphoned off overseas. And every day, working families are under attack. America's tax code is sabotaging our economy. U.S. small businesses face the highest tax rates in the industrialized world, giving competitors in places like China an unfair advantage. So working families get left behind. But things are about to change. Congresswoman Barbara Comstock is fighting to cut taxes and make America's tax code simpler, fairer, and pro-growth, encouraging investment and job creation here so America's working families see better jobs and higher paychecks. Tell Congresswoman Barbara Comstock to keep fighting for real tax cuts. Paid for by American Action Network.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Hello.
When it comes to doing the things you want, Parkinson's can be a real challenge. Now meet Stuart.
Hi there.
He was diagnosed with Parkinson's a few years ago. For Stuart and his carer, slowness and stiffness are often a part of their day. That means Parkinson's does its best to get in their way.
That's right.
Let's see. What's on our to-do list today? We need to pick up the...
Nope.
Well, we should at least start the...
No.
Can we get going on that?
No, sorry.
Parkinson's is a progressive condition, and as it progresses, the changes you face can be trying.
What about...
Out of the question.
At least we can...
No way.
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more about Parkinson's and the challenges you may be dealing with. You can also sign up to receive more information and an educational resource kit at no cost. Talk to your doctor about all your symptoms. At factsonpd.com, you can take a short quiz designed to prepare you for your next doctor visit.
What is your Parkinson's getting in the way of today?
Go to factsonpd.com to learn more. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Larry O'Connor here. You know, I had the same fears about having LASIK surgery as everyone else. I didn't want someone sticking anything in my eyes. What put me at ease was the fact that Dr. Mark Whitten is the most experienced LASIK and raindrop surgeon in the area. I noticed new benefits every day. My distance vision is great and I no longer need reading glasses. It's amazing. Schedule your LASIK or reading vision consultation at WhittenLaserEye.com or call 301-825-5755. That's WhittenLaserEye.com. At Whitten Laser Eye, you'll see the difference.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill, still focusing on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway for our commuters coming southbound into Jessup. You need to know that we are still dealing with the crash. One lane gets by near 175. Delays almost back to the exit from the Baltimore-Washington Airport heading southbound. Now, northbound side, a little bit of rubbernecking delay starts to form. If you're taking southbound 95 through Jessup, you're in good shape, no problems, and seeing very light volume down through to the Capitol Beltway. Let's get you across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and on this Friday morning without any delay. That looks great. On the Virginia side of the Beltway, though, leaving Springfield starts to fill in a little bit of that volume through Annandale. No problems from 66 to the Legion Bridge. You're up at speed, and 66, a little bit lighter than normal. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of a Friday morning. Warm, and humidity ticked up a bit with a chance of thunderstorms as we get into the afternoon and this evening. 83 degrees. Chance of thunderstorms again tomorrow afternoon. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 68 in Centerville, 70 in Germantown, 72 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Morning, 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us at 8:05 will be General Jack Keaney, and we're going to get his view on President Trump doubling down on North Korea and his thoughts on that. Who cares what everybody else thinks? Let's talk to the guys who really know what's going on. He'll be joining us at 8:05. Speaking of someone who really knows what's going on, my buddy, my pal, my co-host, Vince Colonese on this Friday morning. Good morning.
Hola.
Well, did you watch the Redskins last night or listen to it here on WMAL? Sounded good, by the way. The station, that may, I mean. The game, let's see. Let's check in with Trevor Maddich, the WMAL Redskin analyst. And Trevor, watching that game last night, what were your takeaways in what, you know, it's a preseason game, so we're supposed to not take that many things away from it necessarily, but a couple things, right? Some lessons.
Yeah, well, the first lesson is, what a brutal game to watch. Holy smokes, was that ugly. I mean, really ugly on the offensive side of the ball, because that's what fans, I think, pay attention to start with. But there are some good things. The defense played well. A lot of the rookies that were drafted and a lot of the veteran free agents that they brought in this last offseason actually flashed and performed quite well. So as brutal as the offense was to watch, there was actually some good to this thing and some lessons to be learned for some other young players.
So the game goes 23-3. They lose to the Ravens. The score hardly matters usually in a preseason game, but it is indicative of how brutal it was for them last night. And if I'm right, the game was defined by two quick three and outs in both directions for the Redskins, which is to say that Kirk Cousins wasn't able to get any traction on offense, quickly shelved by the Ravens. But meanwhile, the Redskins defense was able to return the favor and put up some good stops.
Right, and the first three and out, I think, is the thing that most fans will focus on, where Kirk Cousins, on the first play of the game, threw the ball down the field to Terrell Pryor. Now, Cousins to Pryor, this camp has been phenomenal in practice, but they didn't really connect very well on this one. The ball was a little high. Pryor had a chance to catch it. He had to reach up for it, but it bounced off his hands. It just wasn't all that great. But that was the only attempt that Pryor had, that Cousins had towards Pryor. And I thought for sure that they'd leave the starters in long enough to give Cousins four or five attempts so he could develop some chemistry with Pryor in a game situation. But after that one target, he didn't throw the ball at him anymore. So I thought that was a curious thing.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins was quoted as saying, "It showed us that as much as we've been making plays in camp and feeling good about what we're doing, it's a realization that we have a long ways to go. It can be a good thing in the long run. It could be good to have that wake-up call." So he's basically equating this to a wake-up call and saying they have a long ways to go. What do you think is going to be the hardest haul for them in the upcoming season?
The wake-up call is nice, but that's quite a spin in Washington, D.C. I think all the politicians in town are listening to that saying, he's trying to make lemonade out of lemons right there. And it's much better than to have a negative wake-up call like that, to have some positive rhythm. And so, I think the next thing that they'll need to work on really is the middle of the offensive line. I mean, Baltimore came after them in the middle, and I don't think they were expecting that much aggressiveness, but it stopped the running game from the inside out, and it pressured Kirk Cousins. So I think that's one of the things that they'll need to work on.
Yeah.
Another thing they'll need to work on, though, Samaje Perine, boy, he was a guy I was looking for in this game, and he's a rookie. Fourth-round draft choice running back. I think he will be a very good and key player for this team. But he doesn't know how to play the game yet on the NFL level. And he was out of water, a fish out of water in this game. His timing was off. Things were happening faster than he expected. He did things default like he did at Oklahoma, and that doesn't work here. He's got the ability to be great, but I'll tell you what, he was a guy that I thought will have a lot of great opportunities to learn from this experience. And we'll know about his mental makeup because, he might tank because he feels like he did bad, and he kind of did. But if he bears down and learns from it and gets better next week, then we'll know that this is a resilient kid.
All right, so Jay Gruden, the coach, making a point yesterday that he's concerned with ball security. Tell us about the turnover situation in last night's game.
Well, in practice, they're not doing a lot of heavy hitting. They're stripping at the ball, but that jolt that you get is different in a game, and they come from different angles in a game. When the defense in practice converges on a ball carrier, the ball carrier knows that they're not going to take him to the ground unless it's that kind of drill, which happens rarely in Redskins camp. And they know that the strip will be just with the arms, and it won't be all that painful. It'll just be annoying. In a game, they're trying to get the ball away from you, and there are times when they will give you a choice between hanging onto the football or possibly getting your finger broken if you're not squeezing the ball tight enough. And I think in this game, that was another wake-up call, that the ball carriers will be stripped and hit and jolted and shocked from directions that they're not accustomed to in practice. And I'll bet that in practice this week, they'll do a little bit more jolting.
All right, Trevor, any optimism this morning as you look at this and the Redskins going forward? Should fans be disheartened about the state of the team?
Nope. Very much optimism, if you want to look for it. The nose guard position, for example, has been weak for the Redskins for a number of years. Phil Taylor, a 343-pound guy that came in, he's a guy that really had an outstanding game. Mack Brown, a free agent signing from the Buffalo Bills at linebacker, showed range and athleticism. They need to get more athleticism and speed at that position. Josh Harvey Clemens, the seventh-round draft choice, rookie linebacker. When Sua Cravens went out with a knee injury, which is bad for the Redskins, it gave more opportunities, I think, to Josh Harvey Clemens. And he actually stepped up and did some things wrong, but flashed and showed some promise. So there were some young guys. Ryan Anderson and Jonathan Allen, the two draft choices from Alabama on the defensive side of the ball, both flashed and did some very good things. So I think individually, on defense especially, and as a group on defense, there's a lot to be excited about. It's the offense that really needs to step it up.
Yeah, very quickly, were there any injuries last night? Supposedly Murphy and Cravens needed MRIs after the games. Any word on that?
No word on that. We'll find out. Murphy would miss 4 weeks anyway because of a suspension from the NFL. But Cravens is a guy that needs these reps because they're moving him to a different position from linebacker to safety. So if he's out for a while, that could impact the Redskins.
All right, keep talking to Trevor Maddich as the Packers come to Washington next week, Saturday, to face off against the Redskins for preseason game number 2. They've got a little bit of time to recover and see if they can't put together a better performance next time. Trevor, thanks for stopping by Mornings on the Mall.
All right, thanks.
7:44 now on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you notice signs of fatigue, you should pull over to a rest stop to refresh yourself. Some of the warning signs include lane drifting, hitting road edge rumble strips, repeated yawning, and trouble maintaining focus. Holiday or vacation driving sometimes tempts people to keep going to make a schedule. Think smart. Remember that even a minor accident or a roadside chat with a highway patrol officer takes more time than a rest stop. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hear that? No, it's not your stomach rumbling. It's your engine overheating. When your vehicle's cooling system isn't working right, bad things can happen, threatening the life of your engine. Don't let this happen to you. When it comes to radiator coolant exchange, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange transmission fluid, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland 270, loving the trip here still through Frederick and down through to the Capitol Belt. We just a little bit of volume in Urbana and Hyattstown. We'll take that any day. No problems on the Intercounty Connector, 29 Colesville Road, and Georgia Avenue, Connecticut Avenue down to the Beltway's been quiet. Now for the Beltway, delays, this is slow but better than normal, just after New Hampshire Avenue and around to Georgia Avenue. As you merge off of 95, most of that volume focus to go interloop past Route 1 and the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That's where we've been busy, but please tell me they have everything to the shoulder, but major delays into Jessup southbound on the BW Parkway crash had been at 175, and now northbound slows to get north past Route 100 with the crash reported there. Now for the George-Washington Parkway, uneventful, so that looks good. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Gray skies starting to win out here as we head on through the daytime hours today. Sunshine mixing with some clouds, but the trend will be for more clouds later. Isolated showers, thunderstorms, 83. Scattered showers and thunderstorms tonight, 73. Tomorrow, late day showers and thunderstorms, 84. But drier weather should return by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 746 on WMAL.
Have you started yet on your retirement planning? Tune into The Retirement Key with Abe and Shelley Abish of Abish Financial Services, Sunday afternoon at 3 here on WMAL.
All right, the Manning, formerly known as Bradley, appearing in Vogue magazine. Remember how Vogue was resistant to even put Kim Kardashian in the magazine? They were like, no,
the good old days.
Yeah, they're like, don't do that. Reality stars, what have they accomplished? Well, Chelsea Manning is now posing in a scarlet swimsuit for Vogue. Have you seen this photo? Manning.
I have seen the photo, and it's not fair because I would just like to state this now, and the women understand this. Men have different muscle structure than women do, so men don't get cellulite the way women do, and men just overall have better legs than women do because they don't have as much fat on them. This is totally unfair. This gives women unrealistic expectations. This is like RuPaul prancing around in a really short skirt because RuPaul's got great legs. This has to stop. It's not fair.
Well, other than being pardoned from a jail sentence, I'm not sure Chelsea Manning's life is the one you want, Mary, because...
No, but I would like his legs.
Chelsea Manning describing in an interview with Vogue writer Nathan Heller attempts to commit suicide twice in Fort Leavenworth, now living in New York City as a woman after transitioning from male and appearing now in Vogue magazine in an otherwise hot bathing suit for any other woman in the world to be wearing.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of retro. And this is their 125th anniversary issue. This is a big deal. And Annie Leibovitz took the pictures. Definitely celebrating Chelsea Manning. That's for darn sure.
Well, I've got some related Chelsea Manning news. If this is making you uncomfortable, let's move on to Our boy Milo Yiannopoulos. You remember yesterday we had an ACLU lawyer on with us, Art Spitzer. He's the legal director of the ACLU D.C. Mm-hmm. And they're fighting to allow advertising in D.C. Metro. Right now the Metro is very restrictive about what kind of ads it puts up. Milo Yiannopoulos had an ad for his book. He's the conservative provocateur. His book's ad was appearing in these Metro stations, and then people started getting offended, so Metro took them down. It was literally just the cover of his book. There was nothing else to it. They were just offended that the person was appearing in their Metro station, so Metro obliged and succumbed to their demands and took it down. So the ACLU's been fighting in part on Milo's behalf, which came as a surprise to some people, given their history of supporting mostly liberal causes, but, you know, from time to time, they'll support some conservative ones. Well, Chase Strangio is the American Civil Liberties Union lawyer who defended Chelsea Manning, and he's parting ways with his organization on this issue specifically. He wrote yesterday in a statement, quote, "I don't believe in protecting principle for the sake of principle. Though his ability is to speak is protected by the First Amendment, I don't believe in protecting principle for the sake of principle in all cases," he wrote. "His actions have consequences," he says, referring to Milo, "for people that I care about and for me. The norms that we establish for the people we validate contribute to the disturbingly common attacks on black people, immigrants, trans people, women, and others." So he's saying, when it comes to naughty speech, the First Amendment should not be defended.
But hasn't the ACLU defended, like, oh, I don't know, the Nation of Islam in the past or the KKK in the past? Because I'm pretty sure they have. This is scary because this is the ACLU. And the gentleman we spoke with yesterday was fantastic. And we all agreed. You and I actually agreed with the ACLU, which, as I said, is a sign of the coming apocalypse. But you know, they're saying, look, the right to free speech doesn't delineate between your cause or what you are saying unless you're threatening someone. Outright threatening, not because you assume it, but outright threatening someone, they have that right. Now, this guy comes along and totally dashes everything that his colleague said yesterday.
Yeah, well, they're in the business of defending immigrants these days. You'd think they defend this one, Milo Yiannopoulos, but we'll see. 751 now on WMAL.
Get ready to start flipping houses overnight for a nice profit. The NV Real Estate Academy is now giving away their Fortunes in Flipping Kit for free. This kit has helped thousands of rookie investors just like you learn how to flip houses for large profits, and it can help you too. Call now to get your free kit and learn the secrets of flipping houses with other people's money or partnering with the NV Real Estate Academy Network to get your deals funded. Plus, you'll get their new groundbreaking tax lien investing kit that'll show you how to earn government secured returns up to 18%. Annually, and how to buy highly discounted tax delinquent properties. So if you're ready to make some extra cash, call 1-800-614-2119 now to get your free kit. Call 800-614-2119 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and flash drive loaded with vital information, plus a national government auction list of properties for sale, all free just for attending. Call 800-614-2119. That's 800-614-2119.
Stabbing or burning pains, tingling and numbness, cramps in your feet and legs, feeling like a sock is balled up under your foot. These distinct sensations sound strange to most, but are constant for anyone suffering from peripheral neuropathy. Most doctors are dismissive of these painful symptoms because the only treatment options used to be medications and their side effects, or surgery. Now there's a non-drug and non-surgical treatment for neuropathy at Virginia Family Chiropractic. We use a comprehensive approach combining high-dose laser, nerve regeneration methods, and balance therapies that are customized for each patient. We can rehabilitate damaged nerves. All treatments are non-surgical, drug and pain-free. Best of all, they're effective. If you experience numbness, shooting or burning pains, or loss of balance, call us for a free neuropathy consultation. It could change your life. Virginia Family Chiropractic. 571-350-3520 or click virginiafamilychiropractic.com.
7:53 now. Let's see how your money's doing. Check in with Landon Dowdy at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hi there, Vince. Good Friday morning. Well, tension with North Korea could weigh on the markets again today. Futures are lower, pointing to a lower open on Wall Street, and this could be the third down day in a row for the major indexes. JCPenney just reported quarterly results that missed estimates, a bigger than expected loss. Shares are down 6% in pre-market trading right now. The insurance industry is watching New Orleans this morning, where a state of emergency has been declared.
declared a flood threat looms as the city's water pump system isn't working. Netflix may be losing Disney movies and TV shows when Disney debuts its own streaming service in 2 years, but the company says it's talking to Disney about keeping the Marvel and the Star Wars films that Disney owns. The parent company of Applebee's and IHOP restaurants will close up to 160 low-performing locations, but Dine Equity says it'll open more than 100 new restaurants globally. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Our next undergraduate session starts August 21st. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
7:55. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update is now sponsored by AAA. Hey, Virginia 95, as you come out of Stafford and Aquia, great. No major problems or delays there. We're moving along fine. And then that good news continues up through to the Beltway. Now, once up on the Beltway, inner loop through Annandale, that'll be their slowest stretch. 395, just a brief delay in Landmark and at the 14th Street Bridge. Now, we do have delays inside the Beltway on 295. The volume as you head past Benning Road and East Capitol Street, but that's just the stop and go below speed. Maryland, we've been struggling on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. That's probably been our toughest stretch so far this morning. Southbound on the BW Parkway in Jessup, the crash right near 175. That had been along the left side. When your car breaks down, you just want to get back on the road quickly, and that's why there's AAA. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
That's not a terrible forecast here as we go on through today. This morning should be in decent shape. This afternoon, a threat for thunderstorms with the sky becoming mostly cloudy. 83, scattered storms tonight, 73. On Saturday, cloudy in the morning, late day thunderstorms, 84. Sunday, the better day of the weekend, cloud sunshine. Highs in the middle 80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 7:56 on WMAL.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has well over 30 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Did you know losing one or more of your teeth can affect your smile, your ability to chew properly, and change the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging? Dental implant treatments created from state-of-the-art materials using the latest technology are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. In most cases, I can provide teeth in a day, so you'll leave my office with a perfect new smile. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry, 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
This is such a blow to invest.
Do it right now. Breaking news.
We're waiting for the market to open next.
It takes courage to face up to things like volatile markets, fast-talking salespeople, long-term concerns, and Wall Street money traps. It might be easier to ignore it or deny it, or just hold on and tough it out and see where it goes. But if you're worried, unsure, unhappy, or losing sleep about your money, do something about it. Let me introduce you to my good friend Coach Pete right here on the Financial Safari. Whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or haven't even thought about it, now is the time to get protection from market volatility. Meet with Coach Pete and his team, and they can help you determine how much risk you're taking, as well as potential red flags that could cause problems for you down the road. Give us a call today at 1-800-563-7030. Again, that's 1-800-563-7030.
It takes a whole lot more effort to get something started in your life than it does to keep it moving.
The Dale Walmsley Show has moved thousands of radio listeners closer to a great life. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
And here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
We'll be joined by General Jack Keane and get his view on President Trump doubling down on North Korea and also what he thinks about their ability to place a nuclear device on an ICBM. A lot of developments going on, and we'll get his take on that.
Jack Keane coming into us at the right time. The president just tweeting a little bit ago, military solutions are now fully in place, locked and loaded. Should North Korea